At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
What is good, world? This is Rahd Manuel with the Double Edge Factor, and peace and blessings unto you. You know, I've been grappling with how to talk about forgiveness for a while now. How to explain that it's not just about letting go, but about setting yourself free. And as I'm sitting here, trying to find the right words to help others heal, here's the thing. Every word I'm about to say, I need to hear it too. When I tell you that holding on to anger only weighs you down, I'm really reminding myself about the grudges that I've been carrying. When I say you shouldn't blame yourself for trusting someone who hurt you, I'm speaking to that part of me that whispers, you should have known better. See, I've been so busy helping others be gentle with themselves, saying things like, you're only human, or we all make mistakes, or insist that you were doing the best you could with what you knew at the time. And every time I say these words, something inside me breaks a little. Because why? Why can't I offer myself the same grace? Why is it so easy to see the good intentions in their actions, but so hard to forgive my own missteps? Maybe that's why I'm drawn to helping others heal, because I'm showing others the path to forgiveness. I'm learning to walk in it too. In holding spaces for their pain, I'm finally acknowledging my own pain. I'm telling others that it's okay to let go. I'm forgiving myself and giving myself permission to release the guilt I've been clutching onto so tightly. So when I tell you that forgiveness is possible, that you deserve peace, that your mistakes don't define you, I'm not just speaking to you anymore. I'm speaking to that hurt part of myself that's been waiting for so long to hear these words. Perhaps, just perhaps, that's what healing really looks like. Not some grand gesture or a dramatic moment or, you know, but just a quiet recognition that in helping others find their way back to themselves, we somehow find our way back too. And maybe, just maybe, in this new year, the compassion we so freely give to others is teaching us how to finally forgive ourselves. This is Rahd Manuel with the Double Edge Factor, and I'll leave you with this. Be intentional with your words, be intentional with your thoughts, be intentional with your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.